You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Eusebius Makaiser on 702 and Cape Talk.
26 minutes before 11. I don't know what you were up to this weekend. One of the things that I'm hoping to get up to, I hope my tickets are secured, Gwenna Clanty, is to go and see a bit of opera, you know, a bit of high art. While some of you are, what are you going to be doing today? Losing your morals? You know, some of you will be losing your morals in the club while the rest of us, sophisticates, the elites, me and my safe South Africa friends, will go to the opera. But now on a serious note, opera is a stunning, absolutely stunning art form. And it pains me to tell you that the support for it is really not as good as it should be in our country. So much so that I think even Gauteng Opera is actually in trouble. And in a moment, I'm going to be speaking to Penya Modiane. First saw Penya perform, in fact, in Pretoria a couple of years ago. Incredibly, incredibly talented. La Bohème is showing, or is on rather, at the Mandela Joburg Theatre. And you can still see it this weekend, tomorrow, as well as on Sunday. He was performing last night. I think we woke him up, actually, to chat to her this morning. I was going to speak to Marcus DeSander, who has done really so much for this art form in our country. But the reason we can't speak to Marcus is very simple. Marcus, as we speak, has landed in Durban and hoping to get funding. So I want to talk a little bit about this art form. Before we speak to Penya, just for the sake of educating my good friend Danae, shall we play a little bit? I asked Danae, like, how long is this clip that we have? She's like, oh, it's an hour. Maybe I must drag you with me over the weekend to go and enjoy a bit of high art. So let's play it. Isn't that stunning? Absolutely stunning. So that's a little bit of from the music, from the original there. And you can see it this weekend. In fact, this is going to be a performance at the Mandela Joburg Theatre. Kayakazi Matladla, and also Penya. Penya is going to be speaking to me in a second, Modiane. But if you're into opera, do you love the art form? What do you love about it? Give us a call. And if perhaps you are yourself an operatic singer, maybe you can tell us how you got into it. And what is it that has attracted you to this particular artistic genre? 011-883-0702 in Johannesburg, in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. Penya is a soloist with the Gauteng Opera. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Eusebius. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry to drag you out of bed after your performance last night.
Yeah, so I had to rush to work, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry, but it's also, you know, a good cause. I want to start very personally. I mean, I first saw you perform a couple of years ago in Pretoria, and obviously your career is going from strength to strength. How did you get into this kind of thing?
Well, I didn't really know anything about opera. I was a soccer player from Harangu, playing soccer because my uncles play soccer. And my teacher from high school, Mrs. J.C. Motwani, who just motivated me because I used to sing for school choirs as well. And she just said, you know, Penya, you have a beautiful voice. How about you take on this thing as a career? I said, I don't know. I will probably do it. And I sang a solo for the school choral at Stedford, representing the school at the Nationals. And I came, I think, position 5 there, and she said to me, you know what, you have a voice. If you go for training, you'll probably be one of the best. And I took her up on that challenge. So it's been going from strength to strength from then, yeah.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. Because these are not art forms that we necessarily grow up with in our houses. I remember when I started playing classical music, I wouldn't dare to go home and let my poor grandmother be subjected to German Lieder or to operas, because she would immediately tell me, you know, shut that thing down. That is complete and utter noise. So what I wanted to ask you as well is there a stereotype here about who opera is for in our countries? Is there some sort of dead white European art, or has it been decolonized?
Well, you know, opera has evolved in the past few years, or in the past 10 years, if I may say so. because when I went to study opera, there was a lot of black people or black students that were studying opera. And now we've seen in the past 10 years also the audience changing as well from being a lot of white people to black people as well. So it's growing very well, you know, and you find that there's a lot of opera, black opera singers that are singing. And now, I mean, now at the Joburg Theatre, we're having a lot of black audience members as well. So we think that it has evolved very well.
Yes, and I mean, some of it has also, there's been interesting adaptations. I was very annoyed with myself that I didn't, for example, see Ukam and Ekhayelitsha as well.
Oh, yes.
You know, so just talk to me about what has been available for years and maybe has been under the radar in terms of remakes of some of the great European classics, or some authentic African work, and perhaps our levels of literacy and our levels of knowledge, Penye, from a public point of view, is just low. And if we knew more, we'd be amazed.
Yeah. You know, in England, you know, there's an opera company there. I don't remember the name from top of my head now. They take all these operas and they do them, all of them, in English. So, and then you find that that company in Cape Town also that is doing all these operas. They did Carmen Ekhayelitsha, they do Magic Flute as well, and I don't know what else they're putting on, but I know that they do a lot of operas in African languages, you know, in Xhosa or Sotho or whatever languages that they want to put it on. And it has evolved. And also we have very nice composers that composes South African stories now. You know, last year we did Tula Mzansi, which is a production which had three operas that are South African works. So we do have operas that are South African works, and also I had the privilege of performing Ziyankomo, which was composed by Mr. He's a composer in Durban. And we performed his work as well, called Ziyankomo. Mr. Mnomiya, yes, his name. Mr. Mnomiya. Yeah, we do have our South African operas, which I think also South Africans are still holding on to the European operas.
Yes.
And even though when you want to produce a South African work, they're still skeptical about coming to an opera because they don't know what to expect, because there's no European or Pavarotti or someone who performed it before, you know.
Yes.
So because they can't see it on YouTube or they don't have a DVD of it, so they don't know what to expect. So they don't want to come to an opera. So we're developing this opera for South Africans with the South African work. So it will take time for us to get there.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about this current production with you in a second. Let's just take some callers, because I think my Twitter timeline is going crazy already. So it's really just about giving people the information so that they can have new experiences in the city. Is it Elsie in Norwood?
Hello. I was introduced to opera by a friend of mine, and I first started listening to La Traviata by Giuseppe Verdi and fell absolutely in love and couldn't believe that this is an art form that isn't really appreciated in the 21st century, but I'm obsessed with it. But none of my other friends think it's worth anything, and they think I'm trying to be, you know, pretentious or elitist. And I just genuinely love opera. I think it's beautiful. And even though I don't understand what they're saying most of the time, that I think is even better. I feel like it's the most amazing escape.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll get to that in a second. I'm all delighted that you are newly converted to the genre. Never mind your friends, they're going to be dragged with you one of these days. I also want to chat now to the chief operating officer at the Gauteng Opera, who joins us, Arnold Clutie. Hello, Arnold.
Hello.
Hi there, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Why do you love opera yourself? Before we get to the nuts and bolts of running Gauteng Opera, what is it about this particular art form? I mean, there's so much that's rich in the world of classical art forms. Opera is just one of them. Why does Arnold love opera?
I think for me, it is very much the fact that it is such a combined art form, because you have your dramatics, you have the music, you have the the movement in it. It's that really theatrical combination of theater and storytelling that really appeals to me in opera.
And what is the current levels of public support of this particular art form in a big city like Joburg or in Cape Town or in the country in general, Arnold?
Yeah, for us at the moment, you know, there's actually an upliftment in a way. If we look back on previous years, Marcus and myself was just talking about it the other day. This year, we actually did sell the most tickets of the 3 years of opera seasons we've been doing, which is in a way a very positive feeling, although it is not sold out, and we would like to have actually full houses. But if you just look on development of ticket sales or the upping of ticket sales, there was definitely an incline. Now, there can be many factors, of course, of this. It can be the type of work you've done, the type of music that you produce that people maybe like more than one of the other composers presented in the previous years. Who will know? But there was definitely more ticket sales this year for La Bohème than there was for previous productions.
Oh, that's pretty good news. And then just give us the details. Where is it on and until when? If people are interested and they wanted to come and enjoy opera this weekend.
Wonderful. Yes, of course, they say, you know, the proof is the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yes.
And I think people must really come and have some pudding. It is on at the Joburg Theatre here in Bromfontein, and tomorrow night, the 22nd of July at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon, a matinee at 3 o'clock. So for anybody who doesn't live in Johannesburg, they can actually take a drive out to the Joburg Theatre and come and see La Bohème.
How much does it set you back? Is this a very expensive treat?
Well, you know, there's various ticket prices. Of course, if you really want to spend, you can pay 500 rand a ticket and you sit in the VIP box. Or you can pay 200 rand and just sit on the gallery, but you still hear and see the same opera than the one that will pay 500 rand. So, then there are 300 seats and 350 rand seats. So we have four price classes.
And then just the last question, Arnold. I mean, I spoke to one or two of the board members, and I thought that you guys are running a great operation. I mean, I'm obviously delighted to hear that the ticket sales in the last 3 years, this year has been particularly good. But in general, how expensive is it to put on a production? And besides getting bums on seats, what are the other ways in which you make sure that Gauteng Opera is sustainable?
Well, apart from doing pure opera, you know, as we will call, talk about opera like La Bohème, we also do a lot of corporate work which assists the singers in earning some, you know, money for the company. Because, of course, that pays much better than something like an opera. And unfortunately, sad, but that is how it works. So they are also very versatile artists, because apart from the pure opera that they sing, they also learn how to deal with audiences on a corporate level. If you sing at a dinner of a corporate, or you sing at an award ceremony, or you sing at the opening of some venue, it's a total different energy that the singers must send out there to the audience than standing on a stage behind a big orchestra and sing an opera.
Makes sense, yeah. Before I let you go, if corporates are interested in exactly what you're talking about, it's a very different kind of entertainment for eventing, but it helps in terms of cross-subsidizing some of the other work that you guys do. How can they get hold of you? Do you have a website, or what's the easiest way to do so?
Yes, thank you. Yes, we have a website. It's www.gautengopera, one word, .org, but no ZA, just ORG.
Okay, GautengOpera.org. Arnold, I know you've got a lot of admin to do. All the best. I'll let you get back to work.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for having us. We really appreciate it.
No, it's only a pleasure. It is 10 minutes before 11. I'm going to keep Penya for the next few minutes or so. If you, like one or two of our callers, have fallen in love with this art form, tell me why that is the case. I'm going to talk a little bit more with him as a soloist about what exactly this production that he's currently on is all about. But let's take a break. More on the other side of this.
Eusebius Mackayser on your number one. News and Talk Station.
We're talking about opera, and I really am surprised in a very good way. I apologize to you that I am surprised, but I am surprised by your tweet. So many of you clearly do love this art form, and I think that is absolutely gorgeous, and also supporting local art. Pena, tell us a little bit about this particular opera, La Boheme. What is the basic storyline? Because as one of the earlier callers said, even if you don't understand what is sometimes being sung, it is about storytelling fundamentally, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So this opera is about the four guys that are staying together, and a lady called Mimi coming into their flat, and he finds Rodolfo, who's the leading tenor, which is me, and she's asking for him to light his candle, and she forgets her key in the room, and I don't know whether she's doing it on purpose or what. And then we fall in love, right? I just propose to her, and she says, "I love you," and we go out together. And in the act three, she says to my friend Marcello that I'm jealous, I'm very jealous, and she can't stay with me anymore. But then we decide that let's stay together until winter, and then we'll split in spring, and we do that. And then she comes in act four. She's very sick. She's been very sick from the first act. I knew that she was sick, but she became very, very sick, and she told her friend Musetta that she wants to die in my arms, or to die with me. So she comes into my flat, and then she dies right there. So it's very, very, it's a love story that's very, very interesting.
Ah, sounds stunning. I can't wait to see it. I'm definitely coming along. Let's take a call. Mzuki Izzy in Midrand, welcome.
Welcome, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much, man. You know, when I heard you be discussing opera, I thought, you know, let me just stop everything, all about to leave the house. I said, let me not miss this opportunity. I think one of the things I've enjoyed about opera and the fact that it's, for me, it's healing, you know, in terms of whenever I feel down or there's something that troubles me, especially, you know, those intimate feelings that you have with your partner, with your wife. There's a specific song like in Pavarotti and Friends, you know, there's a song where I usually put it on, but after that I think I would feel much better and a better and a different person. So I would, and there's a follow actually of opera. I mean, I at home my wife always you know, say to me, why I'm doing this to the kids. I introduce the kids like to opera music. I buy it. There's one song which is always the Italian. It's like funny, something like that. Mm. It's so beautiful, the rhythm and everything. When I'm in the car with the kids, we just sing it. But one thing I don't understand, but I love it.
So let me get it right. Did you say that your wife is asking why you're doing this to the kids?
Yes.
But you're doing a good thing, Mos.
Exactly.
Before I let you go, Mzuki, see, what do you say? I mean, we had a caller earlier who was just beautiful, who has fallen in love with this genre, but her friends think she's trying to be pretentious and elite. What do you say to people who think that opera is an elite art form?
I think they are missing out, firstly, because I think from South Africa and African operas like the Princess Magogo and the Nelson Mandela one that she was recently done, you know, and I'm planning to go to the Saturday evening to the theater and watch this one.
Yes.
I think we're missing an opportunity of art, and for me they're missing the journey of healing, because music is a healing in terms of the soul. It heals individually, and for me, opera, it's always about the love story. You know, when I was sitting in PEOs, I always go to the PE opera house, but I always enjoy the costumes and the love story that involves.
Yeah.
And for me, that's wonderful. People that I think that just think this thing, they want, you want to be pretentious or you want to be elite. I think the people of the theater in Joburg, if they can start introducing that at schools.
Sure.
I think there's a long way to go.
100%. And we need that public education. Pena, we only have a minute left. I wanted you to just, in your own words, describe what Arnold was saying there. As an artist, when I go to the opera as someone just in the audience, it is a variety show, so many different elements to it, and it's not just the singing. What are the range of of skill sets that you need to have? I mean, it seems to me like you guys need to be physically fit, quite apart from being able to perform.
Of course, you know, people think that opera is only about the voice, but there's a lot that goes on with opera singing, and you need to be physically fit, which you are right with that, and you also need to be vocally fit. You also need to know how to move on stage, you know, and you also, because you there's a lot of things that are going on stage. There's a conductor in the pit, there's an orchestra, so almost all senses are working, you know, without you realizing that you're working too hard. By the time you finish the opera, you're very tired because you've been working very hard on stage.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Well, all the best for this weekend. I'm definitely going to come and catch this performance. And yeah, thanks for coming on at short notice as well to share your love of the art form.
Well, thank you so much, Isidus, and thank you to the listener. Thank you so much.
Cheers. That was Penye Modiane, who's a soloist with the Gauteng Opera. Go check out La Boheme tomorrow night or the matinee performance on Sunday at the Mandela Joburg Theatre.